Hey guys, welcome back to the Angler News KZN Fishing Report. This is the 19th of August 2022 and KZN, the purple patch continues. So despite the rough weather last weekend, a bit wet, a bit cold, we have had some exceptional fishing reports with a lot of edible activity throughout the coastline. Your offshore fishing has been really good, with most boats needing a gaff for the tuna and dagger that's been coming out, and they have been hooking everything else in between. As for the rock and surf, some decent catches off some good-sized cob, and of course, bronze bream is still in real abundance. And if you are looking for that inedible action, something to really stretch your arms out, we have got the change of season bringing in the sand sharks that's been on the bite. As for the freshwater, well, anglers has been blessed to be getting fish from the rivers, dams, and streams, no matter where they are in KZN. So, before we kick off this week's show, a big congratulations to the Kingfisher for opening up their new store, the 7th one right now, and that is based at Salt Rock at the Tiffany Shopping Center. So make sure you go out there whenever you're passing by, go and give Jesse a huge shout out and check what they've got. It's a new store. There's going to be some good specials, I have no doubt about that. And they are catering for all your freshwater and saltwater needs. So yes, well done to the Kingfisher on yet another branch. We are glad to be part of you and we are glad for them to be bringing us the news. And with that being said, this is their featured product for the week.
Triple Fish Rhino Braided Leader Line has been specifically designed for the rock and surf angler. Ultra thin diameter, unrivaled knot strength, extreme abrasion resistance, and low visibility make it the ideal rock and surf leader. Multiple weaves make it perfectly round and extremely sensitive. Excellent for South African conditions.
So now back to the fishing reports, and as always, we are going to kick it off down the south coast with your areas of Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Yuvongo, Shelly Beach, and Port Shepstone. Well, the fishing is continuing well. Like we said earlier, the weather has been a bit rough. Now, the shad has slowed down, but the bronze bream, guys, like, you cannot miss. I cannot emphasize this enough. The reports have come through that no matter you are doing something really, really wrong if you do not get a bronze bream down there. So the flavor of the week has been your pink and red prawns. And apart from those bronze bream, the guys have been reporting copper bream in between that as well. Lots of good rockfish species coming out, some decent rockhard, a few undersized mussel cracker, but enough to get your arms stretched and your rods bending. As for the offshore side, well, there has been some reports of some tuna and the bottom fishing, which has been reported to be quite good over this past weekend despite the weather. However, it did slow down a bit. And to reiterate this offshore report, we've got Ian down at Shelly Beach to tell us what he's been hearing about this past week.
Good day, all fellow anglers. This is Jan from Lucky Sands in Shelly Beach. Fishing has been very poor lately. The weather has not been playing the game with us. Some few tunas came out, few bottom fish, but not really much. Let's see, maybe if the weather improves. It is August now, so the winds are blowing. Enjoy the fishing.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Yes, it certainly seems to be the season that where we are experiencing these good days and bad days. I guess the fishing is good. It's just, you know, it depends on the weather. So now moving out of the upper south coast into the mid south coast, and that is your areas of Pennington, Scottsboro, and Park Rennie, where fishing also has been a little bit more quieter. Apart from the bronze bream, there's been a few small cob, and our reporters say that the shad is definitely off the bite in that area. However, if you are into your kayak fishing, lots of kayak activity about with the odd cooter. Well, that's the smaller ones anyway, being on the bite. Now moving down to your areas of Warner Beach and the Manzantoti, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach branch, and this is his report for this past week.
Morning, chaps. I see the seas up again here. Some garrick have come out over the last week or so. But mainly it seems to be on live mullet, of all things. Okay, sometimes along here in the season, you hardly see a fish taken on a live mullet. Now, the one that the chap was showing me gutted the other day that had a sand soldier and a mozzie in it, it just shows you the inconsistent for those garrick, eh? Not a shellfish that, you know, maybe a couple of carrows or something, but sand soldier and a mozzie. That was about a 7-8 kilo fish. But yeah, a couple of shed, but very quiet, chefs, very quiet. And some chefs have come in from Tulumi. Sort of last week I was up in the Midlands. I had to go up for something, but the week before they were getting some nice shed down in Tulumi way, and sort of I've heard at Sheppy and that further down towards Port Edward. But along here, it really has been a very quiet shed-wise. I'm just hoping that when these sardines move off, you know, the shed will pull in, because we always used to say if there's no shed around, then there's sards around. But I must say, yesterday afternoon, there was lots of birds in that bird activity. I couldn't get out of the shop yesterday afternoon, but there was quite a bit of bird activity in that. And when I looked just after 5, there was some really big tunny. They were sort of inside of the shark net distance, and a couple were splashing. I thought it was a whale knocking its tail, but some of those fish were 40 kilo plus fish. Yes, I tell you what, it was a sight to see, and sort of, you know, two-thirds of the way to the shark nets. At that distance, it was very, very nice to see from the shore. And I know some of the surf ski guys have been getting a tunny, you know, daily, those sort of 18 kg ones. I know one chap got an old hand got a nice prodigal on his ski as well. I think it was about 27. But I know the one youngster was in here. He was telling me now he just bust up about 3 tunny in one day. So those are the same ones that were jumping. He would have had a good time, I tell you what. He did get one last year, I think it was 33, was it? Okay, geez, he hooked that little over and ended up here at Warner, so he didn't have to pedal back. All right, chaps, so that's it. Let's just play it by ear, and I must dust off my brush tackle and go and challenge up. I remember the last year it was so bad with Garrick and that, yeah, there were plenty of brusher. So, good, chaps, have a good one and go well.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. A very exciting report. Yes, it is a bit quiet, but lots of activity. So, yeah, we can assume that when the sardines are gone, the shad will come back on the bite and we might have a decent shad run. What you can be sure of is that here on Angler News South Africa, we will be keeping you up to date with that. Now, sticking with the up-to-date news, we are in Durban and we are with Mike V from the Kingfisher Branch Durban. And this is his report for this past week.
How's it, bud? Yeah, the edible fishing has been very good the last week or so. Lot of stumpies, a lot of grunters. Some nice cob came out. Otherwise, the inedible side's been a little bit quiet. Handful of greys here and there, a couple of blue rays, not much happening. Ski boats, snook popping up all over. They are pop-up, couple hours gone, that sort of a thing. The bottoms has been a bit quiet again. The guys are getting some rock cods, heelback, all that sort of thing. The bay has had some lovely grunters in it, but it's not much else. A lot of small fish peckers, and that's about it. Like a bud, hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. Well, guys, Durban is producing that mixed bag of fish. And to reiterate what's been going on the offshore side, we are with Brad Krubler. And this is what he had to say.
Good day, guys. Yeah, it's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week in Durban. Guys, the weather's been a little bit up and down. So fishing has been quite temperamental. Today being Wednesday morning, we out the lovely flat ocean, light northeaster. Yes, a couple of protein beams around, scratching a little bit, but yes. Still plenty of sod out in the deep. But yeah, guys, remember there are some tuna in the shallows and the floaty area. A couple of nice ones did come out yesterday. But yeah, guys, remember, keep it tidy, bring your quotas, and yeah, tight lines.
Thanks, Brad. Great to hear from you. And yeah, that report coming straight off the boat where Brad is fishing and giving us that fresh report. So guys, it seems as though Durban is producing the fish. However, we have to face that challenging weather. But this is that season, and it's that season where fortune favors the bold. So you're not going to get a fish if you don't have a bait in there. So keep on persevering, guys. Now moving on to Bolito. We are at the Bolito branch with Jesse. Actually, the Salt Rock branch with Jesse. This is what he had to say about fishing in his area this past week.
Morning, Vinesh. Morning, listeners, or evening, whichever time you're listening to this. And I hope everybody had a good week. I've certainly heard a lot more fishing reports this week than I have had from previous weeks. Not all of the species. It's been up and down with some species, but for the most part, it's been quite good. I've heard of exceptional stories offshore. So if you're going to be fishing in off the boat or off the ski, anywhere between Durban and Zinkwazi, you're in for some luck, because definitely seen a lot more tuna catches, and then some really, really nice tuna catches as well. I mean, we've seen tuna over 30 kilos, over 35 kilos coming out in the last week. So definitely tuna, a couple of snook that are here. We've seen a lot of bottoms. When I say bottoms, still a good couple of yellowtail. We've still seen a couple of big mussel cracker coming out, and just general redfish. It's been quite a bit, so that's quite nice to see. Nothing else really on the ski boat front, but I'll definitely get out there for tuna if I could. If you want a big guy, it seems like they are around, and now's the time to go for one. I would use poppers if you can. If you can find them, use the poppers, and then otherwise just go to your standard bait marks and put out a lappie. It's going to be the best way to get them. As far as rock and surf is concerned, average, nothing, no fireworks, nothing to write home about. Apart from the spinning, the guys have been catching a lot of kingies. And when I say kingies, it's been a variety of kingies, all the way through from brassies to big eyes to GTs. It's been a heck of a week so far. And I'll put that down to the conditions. Kingfish absolutely love turbulent conditions. They love rough water. They love wet wet rocks, we call it, when there's no dry rocks. When you go down there and you see the waves are so big, the swell is so big that all of the rocks are covered. And wet rocks is generally when the kingies really, really come on the bite. Strong winds, it doesn't make for easy fishing, but definitely something that you want to get yourself involved in if you can make it through the turbulence. So yeah, that's what I'm going to suggest you guys do. As far as your spinning is concerned, go down for some kingies, even if the weather is rough. Don't worry about that. And then bronze bream, again, another species that likes rough weather. And at this time of the year, we are in windy season. I've noticed a definite trend in the last few years where the rainy season, the windy seasons are actually lasting a lot longer. We've seen, you know, normally you could basically put it down to August being a windy season, a month and a little bit. And over the last couple of years, we've seen, you know, August, September, and a lot of October actually being windy. So that's what I've put it down to, the good conditions. Get out there and fish for some bronze bream. These conditions are definitely what you want to look for. If the sea is flat, they still bite. Don't get me wrong, they will still bite, but your catches do increase, and generally I find the size of your fish increase when the weather is rough. So don't be scared to go out. That's what I'm getting at you. A lot of guys, when the weather's bad, they say they're fair weather fishermen, and they pack their stuff away and they sit at home. All of the guys that catch big fish this time of the year are the guys that fish in rough conditions. Yeah, other than that, as I said, one or two shad. We've seen a good couple of stumpies, actually. Now that I think of it, we did have a lot of stumpies in the last week. Other than that, I don't think we've seen much else. So guys, please don't forget to report back to us and let us know what's happening out there. It helps us a lot. We can make a better report for you guys if we know more. Thank you guys, have a good one.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. Guys, that is Jesse from the new Salt Rock Kingfisher branch. So make sure to go over there and pop in and get some of that latest advice and latest tackle to fish these rough conditions he's talking about. So as Jesse mentioned, just like Gary and Mike in the other Kingfisher branches, the tuna is spreading its way around, and big tuna with that. And it certainly seems to be the right time to be getting out that spinning tackle and going for that kingfish. It also seems as though that bronze bream is still floating around our entire KZN coastline. Now, unfortunately, at Mthunzini, there wasn't much reports coming through as the weather conditions did keep back the anglers for a bit. However, my correspondent Nick did mention that yesterday there were one or two boats that went out and he was waiting to see if some kuta came through. However, we did not get much of a report from there, so we cannot report on our side for now. However, we will be back with Nick next week with what's been going on since then. However, the next stop is Richards Bay with Ali, and Ali has this week's fresh report as she is also just off her ski boat.
Hi Vanish, I hope you are well. Considering the bad weather and swells over the past weekend, fishing weren't too bad at all. In our harbour, anglers have been catching plenty of garrick around the South Pier using live shads or razor willies, which one came out of 9.5 kgs. There's also some snap salmon around the harbour as well as the estuaries. For deep sea fishing, anglers have been catching some kuta and some kingfish as well, and some bottom fish like yorod and slingers. For the upcoming weekend, the weather is not looking too good, but let's hope for some tight lines. Thanks guys, that's all for now.
Thank you so much for that, Ali. It certainly seems as though Richards Bay is producing fish in the estuary, off the surf, and offshore as well. Now, moving on to round off our saltwater report, we are in St. Lucia and Cape Vidal with Mr. Jeff Ashwood.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff from St. Lucia. Firstly, I'd just like to congratulate my son, Quentin, on his new charter boat called Legacy, which will now be operating in St. Lucia. On the fishing front, yeah, his first trip, we've got a nice GT, we've got some queenies, also a couple of tuna, and generally most of the guys are getting a couple of snook and tunas, and for some strange reason we're getting quite a few queenies at this time of the year. And up at Vidal, still a few small kutas around, and obviously some tuna. Bait fish, there's been a fair amount of red eyes around, and the mozzies are pretty full up, so bait is not too much of a problem at the moment. We also plan on fat bike fishing, so we're opening up our new shop, which should be open by Friday. We'll look out for the marlin on the front end of our shop. Thanks everybody, until the next fish, tight lines.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Yes, congratulations on the new boat and on the new store. So guys, once again, another outlet in St. Lucia where we can get some of our favorite Kingfisher products. So make sure to pop on by and say hello to Jeff. Now, that rounds off our saltwater report. What about the freshwater? Well, it is cooking, and we have got Jan to tell us more about what's going on.
Hi guys, Jan here from Kingfisher Maritzburg. So let's get straight to the point. As mentioned last week, the weather seems to be picking up for the better, and as a result, I'm happy to report that so is the fishing. On all fronts, I might also add, trout, bass, carp, yellows. If you can throw a line on it, it might just have your name on it, so get those lines out there. After the severe weather warnings received from down south and threats of snow last week, the weather seems to have bypassed us here in the Midlands. It did get a tad frosty one morning earlier in the week, and with reports of snow from the Western Cape, I suspected there was probably a light snow up on the high berg, which caused a drop in temperature. While August is generally considered also to be a windy month, we have only had one or two episodes this month so far, so fingers crossed that it stays this way, because it plays havoc with my fly casting. The forecast for the next week is all sun, so guys, time to get out there, but keep an eye for that winter's last thing in the tail that I'm pretty sure is still on its way. Let's kick off with the bass. After a good while of reporting that fishing has been tough, slow, etc., reports are that the bass fishing is finally starting to pick up, with fish in pre-spawn mode and starting to move up into the shallows. And happily, we can report that this is both for Albert Falls and Midmar Dams. Great news for Albert with the Albert Falls Classic, which is coming up next weekend, 25 to 27 August. Michael from the shop in Pierre Maritzburg has been fishing Midmar of late and has been getting some great fish on Kingfisher's range of reaction plastics. So So pop into the shop and come and chat to Michael and get the inside scoop straight from the horse's mouth. Early spring is usually a time for jerk baits, but word from the waters is that these are not working at present. With the spawn imminent and the bass moving up into shallows, an effective method is to go weightless with worms and flukes, etc. It's a subtle approach which won't disturb the shallows on the cast, and bass usually can't resist the slow falling presentation. In the current clear water condition, neutral colors are working best. I suspect that the mock charge from the frontal systems have contributed positively to the fishing, as the fish have been feeding up and some great fish have been caught by members of the Natal Fly Fishers Club on club waters. Returns are showing trout from the late 30 centimeters 14 inches up, and the longest fish this week reported is pulling the tape to some 48 centimeters or just shy of 19 inches. Water temperatures are still on the up, now sitting comfortably 11 to 12 degrees, and interestingly there are still plenty of minnows about, which is late for winter. So a Zonka baitfish pattern in olive is a good bet at present. A tandem rig is always a good idea. Double the flight, double your chances, I say. And the gold-ribbed hares here, commonly known as the GHRE, has been a solid favorite all through winter this year. I mentioned last week that the carp seem to be on the go at Albert Falls, with surface feeding on sheets of midge in the calm conditions. And I had a follow-up report this week of a solid 5.5 kilo, that is a 12-pound fish coming to the net, taken on dry fly. Proper rod bender that. The yellows, that is a scaly or Natal yellow fish, are also turning on very nicely, with the Umkumar starting to fire, and some excellent fish have been reported on a range of flies, predominantly nymphs, teddies, and small jig buggers, but also some larger patterns like minnows and dragonfly patterns. This month's meeting of the Natal Fly Dresser Society took place this week, with local angler Scotty Brown demonstrating a tiger baitfish pattern for the common tilapia rendali in the Zambezi system. I will be tying up a good couple of those over the next while, as we will be partaking in some tigerfish fishing at Baines River Camp as our prize from the Tops Corporate Challenge. So guys, summer seems to be clearly on its way. Time to stretch a line. Stop by the Kingfish Imperium Maswerk for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Great to hear the fishing is on the up on all fronts, whether it's bass, carp or trout. And some great advice over there from Jan on going weightless with those neutral colors. Jan, all the best with your corporate challenge in Baines, and we can't wait to hear all about it. So guys, that rounds off our KZN fishing report for this week. There has certainly been enough fish out there on all facets of angling throughout our entire coastline and inland as well. So no matter where you are and what you are fishing for, as long as we can face the challenges of the windy season and these heavy seas and, you know, a possible cold front coming through again as Jan predicts, we are definitely going to be having some rods bend. Now, this weekend, Saturday afternoon, it is predicted to be a bit of a rough weekend. So when you're out there, please be careful. We do know the guys that get the fish are the ones that face the challenges. So if you are one of them, please take all precautions necessary. And as Jesse mentioned it earlier, whatever you get, please let us know about it. The more information we get, the more accurate we can put our reports out there to you guys to make sure we get you on the right fishing zones. For Angling News South Africa, I am Vanessa Grimm, and as always, respect your bag limits, keep your fishing area tidy, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.